The Rio del Planning Commission is considering ordinances that would either outright ban all commercial medical marijuana-related businesses or regulate them based on recently passed state rules. California passed the Medical Marijuana Regulations and Safety Act in October, which allows for local control and licensing of medical marijuana as an agricultural product all the way through its life. Local governments were originally given until March 1st to create ordinances under the new rules or be preempted by state law, and some areas, such as Fortuna, have chosen to completely ban all commercial medical marijuana-related businesses. The timeline is currently being extended to allow more time for the creation of local ordinances, but Rio Del already has a limited number of ordinances on the books for personal medical marijuana cultivation. Currently, Rio Del bans all medical marijuana dispensaries. The state regulations finally provide the oversight and structural framework to craft local regulations that allow for some control over an industry that already exists in the shadows. The State Medical Marijuana Act places the Department of Food and Agriculture in charge of licensing and regulation of indoor and outdoor cultivation sites with a new medical cannabis cultivation program. The Department of Pesticide Regulation is charged to develop standards for pesticides in marijuana cultivation and maximum tolerances for pesticides and other contaminants. The Public Health Department is mandated to develop standards for production and labeling of all edible medical cannabis products. Illegal water diversions associated with marijuana cultivation falls under the jurisdiction of the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the State Water Resources Control Board. Further, local control is established in the state licensing regulations that will be overseen by a new Bureau of Medical Marijuana Regulation under the Department of Consumer Affairs. The state has outlined various types of cultivation licenses that will begin to be issued in January 2018. A business has to be permitted or licensed locally in order to apply to the state for licenses. There are numerous checks and balances in the licensing regulations to prevent monopolies. The regulations also establish uniform health and safety standards, testing standards, and security requirements at dispensaries and during transport. It is no secret that Rio Del, as well as every other location in the county, is riddled with illegal grow operations and all of the issues that go along with that, but have no way to recuperate costs to the community with fees or taxes. The state regulation structure creates different types of licenses which can be allowed and controlled or banned by the local jurisdictions. The Rio Del Planning Commission opened the debate over local ordinances and will continue the discussion at their January 26th meeting. They will be making recommendations to the City Council. Based on the early discussion of the Planning Commission, there is a clear difference of opinions between the commissioners on whether or not to regulate the industry that is already operating within the community or continuing to ban it on paper. Community Development Director Kevin Caldwell has recommended the commission consider regulations that would limit activities to specified zones. Outdoor and mixed-light commercial cultivation would be allowable only in fully enclosed, secured greenhouses permitted in rural and natural resource zones only. Additional restrictions on the size of canopy allowed would be determined by the city. Indoor commercial cultivation would be allowable only in industrial, rural, or natural resources zones. Processing facilities for commercial medical marijuana would similarly be conditionally permitted on industrial, commercial, rural, and natural resources zones. Manufacturing would be restricted to industrial commercial zones only. Staff also recommends the city reconsider its ban on medical marijuana dispensaries within the limitations created by the state regulations and restricted to the town center zone with a conditional use permit. Finally, wholesale distribution facilities could be conditionally permitted in the industrial commercial zone in a plan similar to the food cooperative idea that was considered by the city years ago. Utilizing the former Eel River Sawmill site to create a distribution center that could be used by local producers. The full staff report, which includes the licensing categories defined by the state and staff recommendations, and video of the January 14th Planning Commission meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. The Planning Commission will meet again on January 26th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall to debate the commercial medical marijuana regulations proposed. The Rio Dell City Council will meet on Tuesday, January 19th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.